And,
okay, and you were telling me earlier that you're touring in a, what is it,
Suburban.
A suburban.
It's basically it's a 6-seater car vehicle thing with a big old trailer. Today we just bought a new trailer, and it's got four wheels, so you know we're getting really excited about our new trailer. But yeah, that's what it's basically.
He's particularly excited because he's going to be staying in it.
This really is like a grassroots
we like to keep it basic and keep the cost down so that basically enables us to tour much longer because we don't have huge overheads of like tour buses and road crew. We have a tour manager and that's it. And
excellent, okay.
And you know, we just want to keep it simple for now because we really don't need anything more than that.
Yeah.
And so that's
why. Money either.
I mean, I haven't got any money. So that's it. But yeah, we're going to be going on the road starting tomorrow. I mean, we've been touring for the last 3 months, but we're going out to Canada for a couple of days tomorrow, and then come back down doing a show in Buffalo, which should be good. We like Buffalo. And then we're on the road with Lifehouse for 3 weeks, which should be great. It's a good age group to play to, and it's like 1,000 to 1,500 a night.
Oh,
and it's all pretty local to the New York area, so that's okay. It's great for us. And hopefully after that, some summer tours or, you know, festivals, something like that would be great. But that's, as yet, kind of uncharted water. So.
That's right. Well, how have the crowds been at your shows?
They've been, well, it depends who they are, if they're there at all. We played, we're on tour with a band called Something Corporate, in like at the beginning of our tour, like February, and that was like 1,000 screaming girls every night.
Oh, well, that must
and it
have been
was
very
just
exciting.
Amazing. Like, and we, you know, when they're all really enthusiastic and like reacting to different parts of the songs, and that makes us just play much harder. But then there's been a lot of shows where there's been like a few people there. And
okay.
I mean, I mean, literally like 7.
Okay.
Or the other band. So, and those audiences, I mean, it's hard to get into it.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just standing there. You know, they're usually like, oh, that was great. But, you know, they have to be, otherwise it's embarrassing because they're the only person there.
Well, I will say, I did see you play at Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
When you opened for Paul Weller. And you were on relatively, well, not real early, but relatively early. And I thought you had quite a good crowd.
The crowd was good.
It was an excellent night. And I must say, I thoroughly enjoyed your performance on stage. I felt you had a lot of energy and a lot of passion, and it was just, it was so much fun, and I really wanted you to continue playing more. And the only thing they had for sale was that little EP thing,
and then
that sold out. Well, we had gotten one at the station, but I actually bought another one. But anyway, it was very exciting, and I was just, you know,
that was a great night.
This should be a band that should be able to make it. It seems like there's a contingent of English bands right at the moment that are coming into the U.S. and they have a really good, pretty good following between the Coral and the Streets. And well, those are just the two off the top of my head. If you can think of any
others,
the music.
Oh, the music. That's true. And Coldplay.
Really doing well.
Yeah, I saw them too.
I'm really happy with the Doves.
And the Doves. Yeah. So it's really nice for me because I get to see all these bands in a smaller venue, which is great. It's like, I love it. I can see these bands. But anyway. But so it's exciting having everybody here, and hopefully one of these days you can actually come out to the radio station, and that's always exciting. And
yeah. I love doing it. Sure.
Have you done much radio?
We've done a handful, I'd say, but we love playing acoustically, and it's really fun playing on radio stations. And you know, we've done a couple of college radio slots, and
which college radio stations?
We did one in Boston.
Okay.
That's the last time we played live.
Northwestern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Northwestern. Southwestern.
Which side of the country we are more?
Yeah. No, that was a lot of fun. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure they have fully functional smart mirrors, and things like that.
Okay. There it is. Yeah. Okay, we're back recording again. This is technically
back after years apart, we formed again.
Now, what were we saying?
Our reunion interview.
Yes, your reunion interview. Well, how long have you, did you actually live in the States? You said you were born and raised in England and then you moved to the States?
Yeah, I came for like the last year of high school.
Okay.
And then I sort of hung around a bit.
A
couple of years. I was like working at a summer camp.
Okay.
In Boston, which is just like the best time of my life ever. Really fun.
Okay, so basically you were living in Boston then at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you enjoy Boston?
I loved it. I mean, it was like great to go to high school where, I mean, there's girls there and stuff. That really helps. But then I just loved playing, and there was lots of musicians about, so I could just play music.
Okay.
I spent most of my time just playing music. And even when I worked at summer camp, it was music. I was teaching music, and then like at night, all the counselors would just play music together.
Okay.
So it's great, like free education.
Okay, but now, so you guys knew each other before he moved to Boston then?
I didn't know Joe before he moved to Boston, actually. Dan and Joe were at school together.
Okay.
Well, there's one that has, like, who ordered one with
you? Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Yours? What did you want on your hamburger? There might be more back there.
Yeah, just like all that stuff sounds really good.
And I'm back, and you're listening to an interview with Fiction Plane, and that was taped live last Thursday, April 3rd. And anyway, you're listening to WNTI Hackettstown, Share Delight. Check me out on the web, www.wnti.org. Click under Share Delight. You can see what you've been listening to. And now we're going to hear a couple of more tracks from their newest CD, Everything Will Never Be Okay. First, we're going to hear Everybody Lies, then Sickness. So enjoy.